The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, things that cause sin will inevitably occur, but woe to the one through whom they occur. It would be better for him if a millstone were put around his neck and he be thrown into the sea, than for him to cause one of these little ones to sin. But on your guard, if your brother sins, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him. If he wrongs you seven times in one day, and returns to you seven times saying, I'm sorry, you should forgive him. And the apostle said to the Lord, increase our faith. The Lord replied, if your faith the size of a mustard seed, you would say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you. Gospel of the Lord. So Jesus says, if people say sorry to you seven times, you have to give him, you have to pardon him. Perhaps of this teaching, Peter once asked Jesus, is it enough that I've given him seven times? And then Jesus says, I don't tell you seven times, but 77 times. That means forever you have to forgive. And that's what Paul to the Philippians saying, shine like lights in the world as you hold on to the word of life. If we leave the word of God in you, it's easy to forgive. If we don't have this special grace, humanly speaking, inevitably hard to forgive. And so, at the same time, we forgive, at the same time, we have to live the word of God. So, take in the word of God. When time comes, effects comes. Many times, we don't worry of what I will going to do. Jesus also say once, don't worry about what people will ask you, what you have to answer. When the time comes, the Holy Spirit will give you the lights. And the Holy Spirit, also through the Word of God, maybe for years, you forget this phrase from the Gospel. But then suddenly, at a certain moment, it comes to your mind, gives you lights, and you follow it. So many times, we don't want to forgive. But then once, maybe perhaps you don't know when you heard this word of Jesus, whatever you do to the least, you're doing it to me. So you don't forgive this person, in the same way, you don't forgive Jesus. This Jesus there. And that's the way how do we treat people. Whatever you do to the least, you do it to me. The least is Jesus himself. The one hurt you is Jesus himself. Of course, Jesus himself hurts also. But he expects us to treat every person with his heart. Jesusness to treat Jesus in every other person.